One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war.
Right, back at it on a Monday. How are you doing on that Christmas shopping? For the first time, man, I don't know that I need anything. I might go out and fiddle around today because I'm going to need something to, fill my time besides eating, cookies and cakes and sweets. That's the problem, the amount of temptation that is put before a fella this time. I'm trying to behave and be well, and watch my girlish figure, but there's so much temptation piled up around us every single day. But I'm going to get back on the wagon the 6th of January. I mentioned this day. I'm going to do a little bit of a health program on the 6th of January. My Pure Health, you can join me on that. If you'd like to join me on that journey, January 6th, put it on your calendar. See, Gruber, I'm going to join you. Go to gruberhealth.com. You can find out more at gruberhealth.com. We'll talk more about that coming up a bit later on the program as well. Nothing changed there, Alex, correct? All right, then. So John Bolton is one of the people that Chuck Schumer really wants to have testify in a Senate impeachment trial with President Trump. The thinnest impeachment in American history. Of course you know that. The Democrats waging war on the presidency, and not just this president, but the presidency all by themselves. By doing so, they're damaging the office of the president. They really are. They're weakening the institution by attacking a president in this way. It means that future presidents can be taken down because the party in charge, by pure numbers, can knock the president out by way of impeachment just if they don't like his policies or his behavior, the way he conducts himself. And John Bolton is one of these people that Schumer wants for the Senate trial. And he is, of course, the former national security advisor to the president. He is now criticizing Trump and the administration's misguided rhetorical policy, as he puts it, toward North Korea, and said it has failed to exert maximum pressure during the high-stakes nuclear talks that have been ongoing for the last couple of years. Well, they've been ongoing really for many, many, many years. Bolton's comments published late yesterday on Axios, kind of an anti-Trump site, but, so it is. It comes at a tough tie between Trump and Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un continues to fire projectiles and practice and this and that. And despite the president stepping across the 45th parallel into North Korea here a few months ago and a couple of other high-profile get-togethers between Kim Jong-un and the president, it doesn't seem we've made a lot of progress. And Bolton says he doesn't believe the administration really means it when they talk about stopping North Korea's nuclear ambition. He said if they did, well, they would pursue a different course of action. I'm not sure what that different course of action would mean for John Bolton. John Bolton, of course, let's be fair, he's a warmonger in many regards. And that doesn't mean he's wrong every time. Sometimes war is the answer. But for America, for you and I, we've seen wars here and there, and we go in here and we go in there. And then the problem with American military action is once we go somewhere, we never leave. Afghanistan, Iraq, we'll have bases there until the end of time. Just like we do in Germany and Japan, Panama, Cuba, and everywhere else around the world. Once we go somewhere in a military action, we never, ever leave. But U.S. officials now on high alert as we speak, expecting a possible North Korean missile launch, referred to by the North, the Hermit Kingdom, Pyongyang, as a Christmas gift. John Bolton saying in the interview that if Kim makes good on the threat and launches a missile, the White House should do something, quote, that would be very unusual, and that is to admit they were wrong. John Bolton saying in the event of a missile launch, he hopes the White House can admit the failure that they've found themselves with and then work with allies to demonstrate we will not accept it. Bolton has always been a hardliner when it comes to Korea and, well, pretty much everybody else. But he says he doesn't believe that North Korea will give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily. It'll take a lot more. That may be true. It may not be true. It's hard to say. But here we are looking for a Christmas gift from the North Koreans, the Hermit Kingdom, sitting there with millions of its own citizens starving, seeing propaganda every day, things that just aren't true. Trump fired Bolton back in September amid policy disagreements over North Korea and other issues. And Trump said at the time, Bolton's view of the United States backed set the United States back badly in talks with the North. As you know, Donald Trump has tried to take us out of these wars, endless wars as he puts them. But the relationship between Trump and Kim has been unpredictable at best. By the way, Mark Esper is the defense secretary. He told reporters this week, quote, I've been watching the Korean Peninsula for a quarter century. I'm familiar with their tactics, with their bluster. We need to get serious and sit down and have discussions about a political agreement that denuclearizes the peninsula. That is the best way forward and arguably the only way forward if we're going to do something constructive. So here we sit. What is this Christmas gift? Well, we shall find out, I suppose, or not find out. Of course, you never know. Kim Jong-un can sit there and you know, all his bluster and BS, and you don't know if there's anything to it or if he's just, you know, posturing for the attention of the world, which oftentimes is what he's up to, posturing for the attention of the world because he wants to be the most important central player. Trump gave him some of that by putting him on the world stage. It raised his profile in some places. But I don't criticize the president for trying to... I don't criticize the president for trying to find a solution that is non-military. Wouldn't it be nice if we could negotiate something that actually worked and didn't involve, well, didn't involve warfare? That would be a different path for us, and it would be something that I think most Americans would embrace. I don't know if we have any shot on God's green earth to make that happen, but I would support that. I would endorse that. I continue to endorse the president's efforts to find a peaceful solution to the North Korean problem. Will we get there? I don't know. Will there be some sort of a Christmas surprise that triggers some sort of a military response from America? I hope not, but if that's what it comes down to, if that's what it comes down to, well, then that's what it will. Well, that'll be the end result. All right, so quick break now, 41 after, 2 days before Christmas. You've still got time. It's a Monday. If you need to get out there and finish your Christmas shopping, man, now is the time to do it. Don't be shy. Get out there. Spend lots of money. Be good for the economy. The economy's doing well. You got a little more money. Spend a little bit more on the people you care about. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents! Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak...
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
...to 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist.
But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.